Durango Casino Resort in Las Vegas holds grand opening. After an extremely long wait and setbacks due to COVID-19 and financial issues, Station Casinos has finally inaugurated its latest casino. The new Durango Casino Resort opened for business on Tuesday, bringing new gambling options to the southern region of Las Vegas. Nevada's gaming footprint grows. Durango stands alone as the sole prominent gaming destination within a 5-mile radius, unlike the limited tavern-style venues in the southwestern region, which house a maximum of 15 slot machines. It's also the first casino to serve a local market outside of Las Vegas proper since 2009, when the M Resort opened in Henderson. Durango has a lot in common with Red Rock Resort, according to Scott Krieger, the president of Red Rock Resorts, the parent company of Station Casinos. However, this new property is on a smaller scale. It consists of 201 hotel rooms, 4 top-notch restaurants, and a food hall spread across 25,000 square feet, boasting 10 outlets. Additionally, Durango includes 20,000 square feet of space dedicated to conventions and meetings, as well as a splendid resort pool area. At the heart of the establishment lies a colossal casino sprawling across 83,000 square feet. This extravagant gaming hub boasts an impressive array of attractions, comprising 2,300 slot machines, 63 table games, and the renowned STN-branded race and sportsbook. The latter features a whopping 205 seats, a captivating circular bar, and a vast expanse of LED television monitors, totaling 4,200 square feet. Adjacent to the sportsbook, visitors can relish in the fine culinary delights offered by the George, a Las Vegas-based fine entertainment creation. To enhance the dining experience, patrons can dine on the outdoor patio, which provides the perfect setting for joyous conversations and relaxation. Over a decade in the making, Durango, previously spanning 71 acres, was procured during the construction phase of a major Nevada highway system in the early 2000s. The economic downturn, coupled with Red Rock's bankruptcy restructuring in 2009, resulted in the shelving of all intentions concerning the Durango property. In 2021, the initiation of development activities led Red Rock to successfully sell a 23-acre plot of land situated behind the casino plot. A developer with aspirations to construct apartment-style residences saw the potential in this parcel and purchased it for $23 million. With Durango, Red Rock's first new casino since 2008, becoming part of an underserved area, it's likely that more casinos will begin to appear around it. Boyd Gaming and others are in a prime position to introduce competition and could continue to take Nevada's gaming industry to a higher level.